two of the people who are experiencing Experience Day are Shandy and Yankee Newoff, who are Camp Hask parents. Yankee, a member of the board, and a pleasure to welcome both of you to JM and the AM.
Pleasure to be here.
Good morning. Thank you.
You know that in the annals of JM and the AM, the name Newhoff always comes up somewhere. There's always someone associated with this show or this network who's always talking about how incredible your family is. So it's a pleasure to welcome you to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's our pleasure. We've been listeners for many, many years.
Thank you so much. How long have you been Hask parents?
9 years.
So 9 years ago, your child comes here, and that experience must have been a life changer, game changer. What would you say?
Everything in between.
And for the parents, because we don't always give this perspective because we talk about how important camp is for the kids, but for the parents, when you're in a challenging situation, what's it like sending them off for that first summer?
It's very challenging. It's very emotional. Camp Hask is incredible. The staff here is beyond incredible. They take that and they allay all your fears, and they really communicate, and they help you get through the challenge.
And you essentially reached that point of calming down by a few days later, or what? What would you say as you remember back 9 years?
First summer was difficult, but by second summer we were pros. Completely trusted our staff.
And now when you visit here, what do you say about the experience?
Best place on earth.
it's pretty remarkable, huh?
It's truly an unbelievable experience. Remember, Matisyo Solomon was here last year, and he said it, and many have said it before him, and I'm sure many will continue to say it. The first place Mashiach is coming when he gets to this world is straight to Camp Hask.
Yeah, you know why? Because it seems everybody comes here. I mean, it's incredible. Right to left, every member of the community, leaders, rabbis, I mean, people who are chief rabbis of other countries, they come to Hask when they arrive in the United States.
Yeah, it's the dedication of the staff here, and the vast majority of the staff here, I always say, these are boys and girls that if they went home and told their parents they wanted to tour Europe for the summer, the parents would say, no problem,
here's
go have a great
card.
Time.
Right.
But instead, they came home and told their parents they want to change diapers. Not of babies, of adults. And not only does every camper come out of here a changed person, every staff member comes out of here a changed person. And to watch, we as a board member, I come here almost basically weekly, if not more.
Wow.
And it's truly amazing to see the transformation of both the campers and the parent and the staff members as the summer goes on. And it's words cannot describe what we, as parents, what we experience and the Hakaras HaTov we have. And as a board member, what I know camp provides both for the parents as well as for the staff. It's truly amazing.
So those who've been your child's counselors are like legends in your family at this point.
Yes, many. Her first counselor still calls us and is still in touch with my wife on a weekly basis. And that goes
from
back
all those years
nine
ago?
Years ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, you said what we have been alluding to for the last 2 hours in most of our conversations, which, of course, is the diapers. We haven't said it outright. I'm glad you did. But it's mind-boggling.
Yes.
That this is the, and of course it's not the focus of the summer, I get it, but it's such a big part of it. By the way, have you noticed as we've been sitting here the last couple hours how many campers have run by and someone had to come and control them or take them away? And you could spend your entire day as a counselor doing that.
Correct. I mean, the staff to the specifically counselor to camper ratio has to be more than 1-to-1. Those are the needs of the campers here. I mean, my son happens to be, he's autistic, and as far as a Camp Hask camper goes, he's considered very high functioning. But many of the campers here, they are forced to have 2-on-1. I mean, you see the wheelchairs driving by. You see, I mean, feeding tubes. There are, for example, there's one camper here I can tell you that in order for the camper to come here, the mother had to pre-grind the food for all his meals for the entire summer. Those are his feeding restrictions. And there, now there are people in the kitchen that are dedicated just for this special type of dietary requirements.
That's their task.
That's their task. And the camp here, they don't let, not a single thing is missed. They attend to every need of the campers. What the service they provide to the campers, as well as we were saying, the family.
Right.
When you have a special needs child at home, you're busy with them. I mean, I hope no one ever knows about this. And we always say at every board meeting, we start off by saying, we hope Camp Hask goes out of business. Because Hashem should give a refuah to everybody, and
everyone should be 100%
healthy.
And
the need shouldn't be there. Right. But the relief that parents get having those weeks of vacation, having that, oh, wait, I know I can sleep tonight. Or, for example, in our home, our son loves to, he has a need, all tissue boxes have to be piled in one specific area so that we have to literally hide them in the bathrooms so that they're there. And like knowing, okay, for the next 7 weeks, we don't have to do that.
Don't worry about the tissues.
Or other parents will say, you know, for the next 7 weeks, I don't have to worry about turning lights on and off. I know that if I turn it on, it will stay on till I turn it off. Or, and these are things that, that Baruch Hashem, the vast majority of society can't appreciate, but the parents of campers here can appreciate. And it's amazing, really, truly amazing what camp does.
We're speaking to the Newhoffs. Could you tell me about this unique experience of being a parent and a board member? I have to assume that your colleagues turn to you for some insight that they may not have if they don't have children in these situations.
Yes, 100%. So the truth is the family connection to Haskin. You know my father, Harry.
Sure.
And about 40 years ago, the first ever parlor meeting for Camp Haskin was in my parents' house.
Wow. That's a nice stat to find out about.
At which time, there's actually a building here dedicated in the memory of my grandfather, which my parents gave. So the connection of the family, for that matter, you introduced me. Not you, it was pre your days. I apologize. Many years ago, so my parents was involved. My father was involved in Haskin many years. When we became a parent here, so the first few years, I was always involved on just a parent relationship with Rav Judah and Avi Pollack and Razel. Head staff here is amazing.
Yep.
About 2.5 years ago, I approached Rav Judah and I said, I want to get more involved. He said, okay, why don't you join the board? It would be amazing to have the parent perspective on the board, which I did. And yes, there's no question about it. We have a phenomenal relationship. The board works together with Shmuel, Yehuda Meir, Rav Judah. It's everybody listens. Everybody has perspectives that are listened. And yes, do they value my opinion because I'm a parent? Absolutely. And we all work as a tremendous team. And the single-minded focus of every person involved in Camp Ask is what can we do to benefit the campers and the campers' families. That is really the approach. There is nothing else that is relevant to anybody.
Does a mother have an additional perspective than the father that comes to play?
We work together. Obviously, I'm not involved in the board meetings, but we do draw up ideas together, and he brings it to the table. Obviously, we have a personal introspect of what the campers can possibly benefit from in camp, and camp is very receptive. They're always willing to hear us out and to listen because we do have that personal connection.
Seems like she's a great mom. Seems like he's a great dad. Am I making?
No,
it's only her.
It's all her.
It's only her.
It's everything that's good about my family is due to her.
There you go. As you know, today is an amazing day for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is that so many people who are supporters are visiting to see the fruits of their contributions and of the efforts that they've made on behalf of Camp Hask. And I'm sure you agree as a board member that they have a lot to be proud of when they walk into and see this.
No question about it. The seeing the smiles on campers' faces when you've seen it many times from the stage, when the music starts playing, and how these campers, they're pure. The reality is
a lot of jumping going on when that happens.
Every camper here has a pure neshama.
Yeah.
These are campers that realities have never done an aveira. They are pure neshamas, and when you see their simchas achayim come out in camp, especially through the music, It's amazing. It's really amazing.
It is incredible. That's why they call it the happiest place on earth. And later on today, if you're tuned in on a Monday, you should know that later on today during this Sunday experience day, Jewish music is going to be a very, very big focus here at Camp Hask. Shandy and Yanki, what a pleasure. What a pleasure and a privilege to speak to you on the air about all this. Continued hatzlacha with the camp, with your family, with everything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure as always. And thank you for everything you do for Klal Yisrael.
A pleasure. Thank you so much. The Newhoffs, everybody. Shandy and Yanki with a perspective that is unique and one that's so important. More coming up. You're listening to a Monday morning broadcast of JM in the AM. This is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app.